It's 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Wanda Coppedge here at Bowen Field, right next to Hill House. It's the WYBC Sam Tillery Back to School Rally with New Haven Public Schools, sponsored by the state of Connecticut on behalf of the CHET 529 College Savings Program. I have a wonderful guest with me, the superintendent of New Haven Public Schools, Dr. Madeline Negron. Thank you for sitting down and chatting with us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today, WYBC.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful event. Tell us your thoughts about this year's events.
I think for us every year is how can we continue to grow the number of resources that we can bring forward to our families and our students to address many of the barriers that we know exist, as we want to make sure that we are positioning our students to be ready, right, to get off on a great start as it relates to a new academic year.
And I know there's a strong focus on literacy and attendance. Speak to us about that.
Absolutely. Since my arrival, those two have been focal point. We've done a lot as it relates to re-engaging kids with schools. A lot of effort goes in to ensure that our families first understand the importance of every day and why it matters that children are in schools, in classrooms, right, to get the education from our dedicated teachers. But at the same time, it's making sure that when they're with us, that we are creating environments where our students are feeling like they're seen,
yes,
that they're heard, and they can walk away with a sentiment that they know they belong.
Absolutely.
Because they do. Each of them belongs. And I think once we're able to create those conditions, a child is able to feel at ease. And that's when we can begin to work with them around all the other academic needs. Literacy, of course, is number one priority for us, mm-hmm, because we know, right, literacy becomes the gatekeeper to everything else.
Yes, ma'am.
So a lot of energy has gone into that. Very proud that as we continue to look at our data to see where kids are at, this last academic year, we saw that according to our internal assessments, 74% of our third graders, right, reach reading accuracy. So, again, we're moving in the right direction. Is we have to now accelerate the work that we're doing.
I love that. And I got a chance to speak to Mayor Ellicker, and he spoke about the after-school programs. Tell us how vital that is to increasing literacy scores as well.
Of course. We just had the press conference this morning. And, again, it's another opportunity on how can we continue to extend what our kids are learning, the opportunities that they have. So through this new New Haven After School Initiative, that NHPS is going to be a major sponsor, along with the Girls and Boys Club and New Haven Counts. Now, again, another opportunity for children through our KA buildings to spend more time after school, up to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Nice.
And, again, it supports families because, mm-hmm, we know how hard it is for working families, right? You have to work. But your child is out of school, you want to make sure that your kid is going to be safe.
Absolutely.
Right? And that things are accounted for. So I love this collaboration that is going to bring about that opportunity, again, for my students to be in safe spaces, to not only hone in on, you know, literacy and numeracy tutoring, but also enrichment activities, right? Physical activity,
yes,
mentoring, mm-hmm, all the great things that we know children need.
And they need great teachers, great staff,
they
great
sure
administrators.
Do.
And you've been shaking some things up at a couple of the New Haven Public Schools with some new administrators, new assistant principals. Talk to us about that.
I truly believe that leadership matters. And every time there's an opportunity to take a look at a leadership team, I am going to take that. And what I mean is the more time I spend, I learn more and more about what a particular needs of a school are, what the needs of a particular community is. So I want to ensure that my leadership teams are strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because not one person has all the skills that they need, but we can create teams where everybody brings a strength that then makes for that team to be stronger.
Collective effort.
So that's what I do. Whenever the opportunity arises, I'm going to seize that opportunity because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that every school has what they need to continue to do the work that we all want to do, which
exactly
is to get at, right, honing on student achievement, but also make it a place, again, that people feel like a community.
I love that. What do parents need to be ready for? What advice can you give them? Preparation to get ready for the first day of school.
I would say to parents, first, in getting kids ready to transition back into school. Right? So I know we had summer. We tend to slack off with bedtime.
Of course.
It's time to start talking about that, right, with only a few weeks to go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start getting children, especially your young children, back to bed on time. Make sure we practice again on what it is to have that alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need kids in school every single day. Every day matters. But I would also say families, take advantage of those orientations in your own respective buildings. Get to know who the team is, right? We need you to be our partner. Who knows a child best than not you, the parent?
Right, right.
We can guess, but at the end of the day, you are the parent. You are the child taker. No one knows your child in the way that you do. We need to forge a true partnership so that we can work together on behalf of your child. So parents, I would say, don't hesitate. You have questions? Pick up the phone. Ask. We need to be in that true partnership. Without you, this doesn't work.
We're in this together. How can people reach out to you directly, sending you an
again,
email?
Again, to me, realize that it is a big district, 18,000 kids.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an organizational chart to make things a little more efficient. So we always like to go whenever there are issues. Let's go through the school level first. If that doesn't work out at a school level, there are three people in my team that are assigned to work directly with those teams. Get to know who that assistant superintendent is. If you can't solve the issue there, that's where I'm going to then be
stepping in. That's where you step in.
I
love that.
That's where I step in.
What are you most looking forward to with this school year?
This school year, excited that it's year three of our Path to Excellence.
Yes.
Again, that's the strategic plan that we built together as a community. That is where we're holding ourselves accountable to what we promise you, the community. So excited about jumping into year three, accelerating the gains that we made last year. But this year, I want to continue to deepen our career pathways. We've done amazing work in that area, and I can speak to what that means.
Yes.
I have the data to back it up.
I love it.
For example, we have a BioCD pathway. The first graduating cohort got their diplomas back in June. Every single child in that pathway is off to college right now.
Doesn't it make you feel good when you can brag on that? We love
course,
to see it
and
work.
I am going to brag on
of
that.
Of course.
So we want to deepen those pathways because we know when kids are doing work that is of interest to them, and these are carefully put out plans that bring in internships, that bring in opportunities to see what is it like to do this job, that they get to be in these outfitted spaces to really be like a professional.
Right.
That's when our kids get excited, right? And that we are positioning them well with dual enrollment, saving families money when it comes to college. And just again, we want them ready not only to graduate, we want them ready so that they have a plan when they leave us.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be deepening on that. Of course, we're going to continue with our family and community engagement. And we have to make sure that we pay close attention. How do we continue to support our staff? If we don't support educators, and we all know teaching is not an easy job, it's become harder and harder, but we have to continue to find ways to continue to support our people, even with the limited resources that we have, because without them, we can't do this job.
I love it. Superintendent of New Haven Public Schools, Dr. Madeline Negron. I've been asking everyone this before you get out the chair. Fill in the blank, no right or wrong answer. Success, student success starts with what?
Student success starts with goals and passion.
I love it.
Goals and passion.
Looking forward to a successful school year. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm Wanda Coppedge here at 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city, here at Bowen Field for the WYBC Sam Tillery Back to School Rally with New Haven Public Schools, sponsored by the state of Connecticut. On behalf of the CHET 529 College Savings Program, you have time to get here. Backpacks, school supplies, great information. Don't miss out on it. Shout out to our sponsors, Connects, Credit Union, CT Braces, Kitty Cavs. Stay locked, WIBC, more R&B coming up.